Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Everybody, it's Amanda Bones
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 53. It's gonna be the last one of the year for us,
and we're kind of back, but not really.
We're back for like the briefest of moments.
Yeah,
just don't get too excited. Yeah. But like this was originally supposed to be a different special episode, but it's still special.
Yes, it's special to us.
It's special because I got to take Ashley to her first GCW event.
It was the most fun ever.
I feel like now would have been a good time for your fucking soundboard.
Yeah. I think I took the app off my phone because I was just annoying literally everyone in my life. The cats, boyfriend, people at work.
Well, I loved it. So if it ever comes back, I won't be upset. So we went to GCW Blood on the Hills on Friday.
Yeah.
We had big, ambitious dreams to go to the show.
Yes.
And then go to In-N-Out and record live minutes after the show. But you know, when you're in your mid-30s, you get tired.
It was so tired. We got home at like, what, 1:30 in the morning, in the a.m. And I don't think I've stayed up or been out that late in a very long time. So it was, hey, let's eat some food and try to go to bed because I was very tired.
Same. But
honestly, yeah, so this was my first GCW event. This is my first, also my first indie wrestling event. So yeah, big shocker there. Ashley's never been to an indie wrestling event, only, you know, the sterile environment of WWE. And I had probably the best night I've ever had in a, like, ever. It was so much fun in so many different ways. I had a blast. It was amazing.
We had a great time.
Yes.
Also, I forgot that Ashley's been to shows and stuff with me. So there's just an unspoken, like, weave through the crowd, get to a good place.
Yeah.
No communication needed.
We literally, yeah, we do have this like weird bond where it's just like, oh, I'm just gonna walk and you know to follow me or I know to follow you.
Yeah.
And like, there's no need to like figure out what we're doing. It's just like, oh, okay, we just know. And so that's always really nice because, but that also takes years to develop.
Yeah, this has been over the course of time growing up at Chain Reaction.
Yes.
Or the Glass House.
That was real fun to just kind of know that what we needed to do. It feels so different. If you've never been to an indie wrestling event, oh my God, the feel of it is so different.
It feels alive.
Yes. Like, everyone is so high energy. Everyone is so, I mean, aside from one person who I will call out later. my favorite thing the entire
I know night. Who it is.
but Yeah, the crowd feels alive. Everyone in that building just feels, there's like this weird sense of like camaraderie and like togetherness. I don't know why I get all like weirdly sappy over it, but yeah,
but I just felt it feels, yeah, feels like you're in a club.
Yeah, like cool. I don't know you, but sure, little white boy next to me, let's like friggin' dance to this entrance music. Like that was hilarious.
The one thing I regret is that we didn't get tacos.
Yeah. Also, tacos during a death match. I don't think that's ever a good idea, but go off.
That was, we just kept seeing people walk by with plates of tacos.
Yeah, plates of tacos. And people eating during a death match. I mean,
I feel like I could have done it. I was all hopped up on that Bang energy drink.
Yeah. So to start it off, me and Amanda sat in the parking lot of this fucking parking structure, chugged energy drinks, one each, and fucking lost our minds.
My face was vibrating almost immediately.
Yeah, it was a good time. And that's when you knew that the whole night was going to kick off. The Ukrainian
Cultural
Center in LA. Their kind of backstage areas literally faces the parking lot.
Yep.
So the first thing we see is half naked Matt Cardona just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a like, oh, okay. We were a little late because traffic and everything. I mean, it's LA on a Friday, so of course there's going to be some amount of traffic.
It's going to be dumb shit.
Yeah. But I think the thing I liked about it too is I didn't feel that there was pressure to have to rush to get there immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did take a little bit to get in, but I know that things were delayed. And we did miss the first match, which was the scramble match.
We can blame that on me not putting my vaccination card in my fucking purse.
It was okay. Like, we didn't know what was going on. The rules weren't really clear.
Yeah. I even got an email like the day of, and it was like, remember your tickets, but it didn't really say anything about what was needed to get in. And then I found it hilarious that the guy gave you my wristband as I walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like,
here's her wristband, because you know she's going to be back and tell the truth.
But you couldn't have just given it to me. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, that's on that.
Oh, really quick, I will say this again. I know I said it the last time I went to a GCW thing. I'm just thankful that they are doing this at a venue in LA that has a fucking parking structure.
Yeah, it's literally probably the only reason I am so happy to go and so willing to go. Yeah, because parking in 100%. LA is like disgusting and gives me so much anxiety, and I already have so much anxiety. This was like, oh, here you go. Here's a nice, lovely little parking spot for you.
Yeah, I appreciate greatly as a female with parking anxiety. I would just say anxiety in general, not just parking. I know how to park just fine. I just don't want to have to look for it in a city that I already don't like.
Yeah. Okay, so the next match was Brody King and PCO versus the Briscoes for the GCW Tag Team Champions. One of my favorite quotes from Amanda of the night is, just looking at that man will get you pregnant. In regards to Brody King. This is Amanda's first time like really seeing Brody King.
Yeah, I've heard his name, but I hadn't actually like done any research or looked into any of his matches or anything. So we rolled in and I saw him and I was like, oh, this is Brody King. And then he gave me the lovely information that he's headed to AEW as Malachi Black's tag team partner.
Yeah.
So like, that's going to be the new sickest fucking kids on the block.
And he just like, okay. So as if you are a listener of the show knows, your girl loves Jerry Lynn. I love Jerry Lynn. There's one person I love. It's fucking Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn does this thing he likes to tap his head that has blood on it, or tap someone else's head that has blood on it, and write die on his tummy.
On his tummy.
So during the match, at some point, I mean, this is called Blood on the Hills, and they really delivered.
They did.
Brody King, there is a door. There is a white door. There's a lot of these doors as well. There is a white door, and Brody King proceeded to take his head blood and write die on it. And I was like, you sweet, sweet man. Just, you know, honoring my beloved Jerry Lynn. So good on you, bro.
It was pretty fantastic. There were chairs. There were doors. So this is like the first match that we walked into because we missed the scramble, and like within seconds, somebody was bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, this is the energy we like from GCW, just straight into the blood immediately.
Yeah. Let's get this fucking party started.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
PCO is, I need to look up how old PCO is.
Yeah. I don't want to say he looks old because that sounds rude, but he does look like an older gentleman. He still has it though. He was all over that fucking ring.
PCO is 53.
Okay.
But he has been wrestling as long as we have been alive.
I took a sip of water right when she said that and I almost spit it out. Damn.
So the dude is like, had his fucking tag team partner chop him in the chest.
A bunch of times.
A lot of times.
It hurt.
Very loud.
It hurt me from where I was sitting.
It was very loud. It was insane. I'm not the biggest fan of the Briscoes. They have said some shit that's not in my, you know, I don't know how to say it politely, but anyway, they did good. It was a fun match.
Yeah, they were energetic. It was fun. They still hold the title.
Yeah, they won. I just really liked seeing Brody King. Holy shit.
That was super fun. It was for the first match for us to walk into. I think like we crushed it.
Oh yeah. 100%. It was like, oh, okay, I'm meant to be here. That's the feeling I got like the second I walked in. I'm like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be. Great.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah.
I don't remember the order of how things went.
I got that for you.
Next, I know who wrestled.
Next is so to our kind of in front of us and to our left were these boys that literally danced every single time there was some kind of hip hop entrance music, and Nick Wayne had this song, and this white boy just danced so much and it was very silly. Anyway,
they were very drunk. They had buckets of beer.
They had buckets, literal buckets of beer. So Nick Wayne came out. He's so small. I think not small. He's very skinny. He's very tall, but very skinny. And I like his pants because they have a little broken heart on the butt or whatever. But I think that I looked up last time that you went to GCW was his first like real match.
I feel like that could be true.
But he's really good.
Yeah, he was great. He has great energy. The flow's really good with this guy. He's all over the place as far as like ropes, turnbuckle, flips.
Yeah.
Like he's really good.
So it was him versus Tony Deppen. I fucking hate Tony Deppen. Apparently everyone hates Tony Deppen.
I just bandwagoned so hard and was just like, fuck Tony Deppen.
Yeah. Because literally that entire room was yelling, fuck Tony Deppen. It was fuck Tony Deppen. Fuck you, Tony.
Yes.
I saw his butt, which I didn't need to see his butt. He is gross. And I told Amanda this is like, I think that the thing I don't like about him is he's every dude I probably would have dated in high school.
100%.
And It sickens me.
It's the sick.
No, he's just kind of gross. Like, I understand it's all an act, whatever, but he's so fucking cocky and I hate it.
I mean, there are some wrestlers that pull off that cocky attitude very, very well, and it works for them. But with Tony Deppen, it's just, you stay over there.
Yeah, he's just a shithead. His match with Nick Wayne, I thought they did really well together. They really played off each other. And also Nick Wayne started bleeding at some point.
I think every match had blood.
Yeah, truly.
We really went for the whole blood on the hills thing.
This is when there was some girl in the crowd. This is when she really started to take off.
She was, okay, I don't know if you actually got to see her.
I didn't.
Okay, she was seriously like 5 foot nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny glasses on her little tiny face. She was, okay, I don't want to say she was loud because I think it's more than that. The frequency in which her voice travels was like so cutting. You yeah. heard her every time she said something, which was the entire show.
I was yelling a lot because this was my first indie show and I'm going to scream fuck you Tony Deppen as much as I can. And I was a little hoarse the next day. I can't imagine that poor girl.
I wouldn't even be surprised if her voice was unfazed.
Yeah, maybe she's just there. It's just used to it now.
She was so loud.
Jesus. She was screaming for Nick Wayne. She was just like, she was just going off. I don't know how Tony Deppen won. He did.
Yeah.
It's whatever. It was a thing. And then he took off, whatever. Bye, Tony Deppen. You're disgusting.
Get out of here. We're done with you.
All my friends hate Tony Deppen.
At least the good ones know to hate Tony Deppen.
Yeah, fuck Tony Deppen. Weirdly, smack dab in the middle of this is what I would consider the fucking main event, but here we are.
Yeah.
It was Bussy and the Cardonas.
Oh, God.
And.
All right.
Yeah.
Just. Okay. I know that you told me that Chelsea Green is from Canada, but she just gives me such major 909 vibes. And I know that that's not going to make sense to everybody that listens. I know it's really, truly only going to make sense for like the people that live in Orange County or LA that listen to the podcast. But in the scene from The Lion King, when Mufasa is explaining to Simba, everything the light touches is ours. And then he's like, well, what's that dark area over there? And it's like, you don't fucking go there. That's the 909 for people in Orange County.
Yeah.
I don't know if LA is as hard about it as we are, but I know Orange County people just stay the fuck away from 909.
It's just the certain thing about them.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it, but she just gave me such bad 909 vibes. So even though I did not know anything about her, I immediately was just like, I'm not rooting for this person. And your tag team is fucking Cardona. So no, you're out. Like,
it's your husband. Yeah. Basically,
yeah.
No
thanks. Ew, and they made out like,
yeah. At one point, I was like, ew, like, are the streets okay?
Stop it.
It's like, don't do that in the ring. It's
the only person I want to see kiss somebody in the ring is Effie. So stop.
100%, which we got. We did get, which was wonderful, unexpected, but wonderful. Yeah, Matt Cardona was a shade of burnt orange that I've never seen before.
He was straight up auditioning for Oompa Loompa status.
And I don't know if anyone else could tell us why they have a Malachi Black eye.
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand that. Like, why? Why
are we doing that? I got to flip Matt Cardona off, so it was my favorite thing that happened that night. and Allie and Effie came out to WAP, and that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great match. It was wonderful. You know, Bussy won, so that's all that
as they matters. Should.
And also, like, it was, I thought Allie did great. I thought Effie did amazing, and we got some amazing moves. Somehow Chelsea ended up bleeding too,
which I don't understand, because nothing really happened to that chick.
She did get hit in the face with something though.
Oh, maybe I missed that part. I must have blinked.
Well, the thing that does suck about this is big shout outs to whoever was next to us. Apparently it was some famous guy, but we don't know who he was. I don't know if you're in a band, sir. We were trying to deduce who you are. All I could tell was that, like, you're a big fan of Cleveland, you have tattoos, you're very nice, you also like to dance to entrance music, but anyway, yes. After like six White Claws. But so the thing that sucks is, like, basically if you're a little bit towards the back, the way that perspective works is you kind of end up level with the ring.
Yes. So
when she goes down on the other side, or, like, you know, goes on other parts of the friggin' building, you can't see what's happening. So this man would help hold up his phone for us short girls who,
which was so nice.
It was like having a little jumbotron.
It was so nice. Even the chick next to us was just like, fuck yes, thank you, dude.
Yeah, so nice. So nice of him. Really sweet. But yeah, so it had some incredible moves. We'll be posting like a bunch of videos and stuff over the next couple days, so look out for those. I've gone TikTok crazy, so look out for my masterpieces if they don't get freaking taken down. One's already gotten taken down twice today, so we'll see how that goes. So do you have anything else to finish? Oh, we just kept talking about Allie's butt. Sorry, Allie.
No offense. Well, I don't want to say I'm justified in how many pictures I got. One, that's just where she chose to stand.
She was on our side, so
can't help that you chose to stand on our corner of the turnbuckle. Also, I am also a woman with a dump truck ass, so I feel like there's just a kinship there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The best, okay, so there's two moves that I want to talk about within this match. The best one was Allie Catch putting her legs over Cardona's shoulders and just like down onto the mat. Yes. That was amazing.
100%.
And then Effie did like a variation of an over the rainbow. He had like Matt
on one side and Chelsea on the
other. And then just like fucking flipped him off the ropes. It was awesome. So those were like two phenomenal moments in them. Yeah. I feel like Allie Catch also took one of the Cardona's things and used it against them.
Which I know Allie did her pile driver.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. It was
every once in a while I felt like Cardona got a little aggressive with Allie.
I was like very aggressive with Allie, and I did not like it. I was ready.
It was to like, bro.
Fucking he kept calling her bitch too, and I'm like, ew. I don't like hearing that word out of your mouth, sir.
You're like, some people it's totally acceptable. From you, stop using that word.
Yeah,
dude, he like flipped her over his entire fucking length.
Yeah.
And she hit the fucking mat so hard.
Yeah, I was a little.
It made me nervous.
Yeah, I was a little worried for a second.
Don't fucking hurt Allie Catch, will kill you.
And how Chelsea ended up being the one that bled. I'm like, okay, girl, whatever.
I think that's the funniest thing. Of all the people that fucking bled, it was
the one that wrestled the least. Yeah, I'm calling her out.
Shots fired. I'm for it. She really didn't wrestle that much, like, let's be real.
Her like nickname is the hot mess, right?
No, that's so not allowed. That's so not allowed. That's my fucking handle. That's my fucking handle. Don't you take my handle. What a bitch.
Oh, I didn't
I know she didn't
do oh wow I didn't realize she was that much younger than us.
What is she, 12?
No, but she's
22.
No, she's only she's 30, but I thought she was like, I thought she was like 35.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops.
Sorry, this isn't the Chelsea Green shit talking. My bad.
I'm okay with it. Okay. Next match.
Also, can I briefly say, though, just to break kayfabe for just a quick hot minute.
Uh-oh, let's do this. Break it.
I swear to God, the next person who says that, like, this is Matt Cardona's fall from grace, I'm going to slant, like, I'm going to slam your face into a wall. This man looked beyond happy to be there. He looked like he was having the time of his life. He looked like he was, he loves his fucking little heel persona that he's made. So for anybody to talk shit about, oh, this is what fucking Zack Ryder's doing now, he has made this his own. And I think he's having the time of his life. And I think everyone else can fucking...
He looked like he was having a blast.
Yeah.
Like, even all the videos I saw afterwards, like, he, I think he's just embracing the heel.
The rivalry between him and Effie is so fucking ridiculous.
It is hot fire. I love the videos.
Oh my God. The way that they go back and forth on Twitter is one of my favorite things ever.
So for sure.
Everyone just stop. Just chill out. So it's going to be okay. Touch grass. It's fine.
Touch grass. Go rebond yourself to Mother Earth.
I'm also going to go off in the next match too.
Oh shit.
I have things to say.
I can't wait. What's the next match?
The next match is Jonathan Gresham versus... AJ.
Oh. Okay, I thought this was a good one.
Yeah, for the Ring of Honor World Championship.
Which, I mean, I'm personally an AJ Gray fan because I have seen him wrestle.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Gresham, so like...
We are AJ Gray fans in this house.
Okay, good. I'm glad I chose the right side.
Yeah, we love and support AJ Gray in this home. I want to point out something that I noticed and I did not like.
Uh-oh, tell me.
The crowd got real fucking quiet during this match.
It did.
And I know why and I don't like why, but like, really, people? Really? Because this was a little ridiculous. You have this
was a great match.
You have two of like the best Black wrestlers in the game, and the crowd was like fucking quiet. People were on their phones. People like, and then people also didn't have their phones out recording half as much as they did for anything else.
This like,
it was pissing me off. I'm like, you guys are missing this like fucking amazing match. This is for the Ring of Honor World Championship. This is like a title that technically shouldn't even exist anymore because of like the shit that's going down with Ring of Honor.
True.
It was pissing me off. Like, I was getting a little mad because I thought like the whole thing with AJ and like being so disrespectful to Jonathan Gresham the whole time, would not shake his hand, kept like fucking with him that way. It was amazing. And Gresham kept trying to shake his hand, and he just wouldn't. And like, I don't know, I didn't like it.
It was rude, and I had totally forgotten that this match was for a belt.
It was for a like, whole ass belt.
I was still screaming at AJ Gray together.
It was aggressively screaming at AJ Gray.
Because I just really enjoy AJ Gray and his wrestling style. I've seen him. This was the second time I've seen his match live, but I've seen recorded matches from him. He's a fun ass wrestler. I like what he does. And like seeing Gresham for the first time was awesome. He's very technical, mm-hmm. which makes sense considering like size wise, I would be technical too. But yeah, like I get it. I was pissed at how fucking quiet the crowd got, which I don't know. Do I want to be pissed for too long about it? No, because it probably means that AJ Gray heard my screaming at him.
Yeah. Well, true. There is that. But also, like, I just, I find that shit so infuriating. Like, you can't give these people the respect that they deserve. Like, I don't understand.
We could sound off for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is shitty. They're great wrestlers. Put your phones down unless you're going to record. I don't know. Like, be present.
Yeah.
Give them the same amount of attention that you give everybody else.
Seriously, it was really bothering me because they put on a great show.
They did. Gresham won, right? He retained yeah. title. Okay.
Yeah. And so,
I love that AJ Gray still did not shake his hand.
Oh my God. And that was the fucking best part, was like, he went to go pretend to shake his hand and then like tried to like fake punch him and then just laughed and walked out of the ring. And I was like, AJ, oh my God.
And you're okay, so we all know I like a sportsmanship dude, but this was fucking phenomenal. I loved it. I love that he was not going to shake that man's hand to save his life.
We also love a shithead heel in this house, except for Tony Deppen. We just line it. Tony Deppen.
Fuck Tony Deppen.
Yeah.
He even has a great name to say the word fuck in front of.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. It just flows.
It flows so well. T-shirts.
We should. Let's
be fucked. Oh my. Can we really quickly sidebar on merchandise? I want to make
this down so we remember.
I want to make so many fucking t-shirts for the wrestlers. I feel like
they all need better shirts.
Merchandising for wrestlers is not as up to par as I would like it to be. At least indie wrestlers. There's a few of them that are, of course, standouts that have amazing shit.
Lee Moriarty, hello. He makes all his own shit, so
yeah, there's just looking over at the merch table, I was a little sad that nothing was jumping out at me that I needed to buy. Yep. And I just feel like, I don't know, my head just kind of calculates and makes this shit and puts it out. So I'm like, you should be doing this. Tony Deppen should have a fuck Tony Deppen shirt.
I wonder if he does.
If he does, then there was also just not that much merch.
There really wasn't.
Which made me sad. I was really hoping that Bussy or Allie Catch was going to have a California only thing because they had briefly mentioned it, but it did not happen.
Yeah, people just come to California and forget that we are a thing. So
we like t-shirts too.
Oh, he has a shirt that says, I hate Tony Deppen.
Okay, that's pretty good.
But he also has like a fucking Bad Brains shirt too.
Oh.
And you know what, someone once said that he is the hotter version of Chuck Taylor, and that is
that's offensive. Everybody shut up. There's no fucking way.
I can't believe someone that came out of someone's mouth.
Well, not only that, but like Chuck Taylor is endearing and, dare I say, much taller, and endearing
piece of garbage. Anyway, so give your fucking respect to Black wrestlers. I can't. It was making me so mad. It was at this time that I also noticed. I know.
We'd be staying loud over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just real mad. Real mad.
Oh, is this our sad boy moment?
I was trying to remember when exactly I noticed it, but I think I started noticing it after the Tony Deppen match.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's some LA locals that are on some bigger shows that were in the crowd. One happened to be Pretty Peter Avalon. I'm laughing because... Pretty Peter, are you okay? Are you all right? You look like the saddest boy that ever lived. This man looked so sad the entire show. He was either on his phone or just had the most distraught face I've ever seen. And I am not one to go up to someone ever. And I was not going to go up to him. I just really wanted to make sure that he was okay. Because My new favorite meme is just Sad Boy Peter Avalon.
I can't wait to see the amount of memes that come out of you based solely on that picture you got.
I wanted to take more photos, but I didn't want to be a full creep. But yeah, like it was making me laugh every single time I would look over, because he was basically diagonal from us up on the stage. And so anytime I went to go look at the ring, I saw him in my line of sight, and he just had the most depressed look on his face. So I just wanted to give him a hug, but you know, I wasn't going to.
But we keep ourselves.
Okay. So next we have Blake Christian and Alex Zane. As two people who I wasn't really a big fan of, like, not to say I wasn't a big fan of, but maybe just weren't ever really on my radar, so to speak. I wasn't into them when they were still in the indies. Definitely didn't. You were watching NXT, I think, when they were kind of on, but I think that Blake Christian was still really in developmental and Alex had only had maybe one or two matches.
Yeah, both of them didn't, I don't want to say didn't last long on NXT, but it was fairly short-lived. Very new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
These dudes are fun.
And their entrance music were adorable, because one was Day to Remember, right?
Yeah. Alex Zane came out with Day to Remember, I think. I was so happy only because I have chosen A Day to Remember as my entrance music 20 fucking times.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I was like, somebody else gets it.
It finally happened. Alex Zane is kind of babely. Mm.
Was it the orange studded belt?
Was the orange studded belt that did it for me?
I figured it would be. Although Blake Christian's curly hair is the cutest thing in the entire world.
I kept doing this when we got in the car, but that man makes so many noises when he runs. Oh my God.
he's just a very loud wrestler.
He is. He makes a lot of noises.
There's a lot of like, ugh.
Anyway, but it works. It's fine. I mean, I love that sometimes we're on the same wavelength, because they kept doing this thing where they would almost like wrestle off. So they would like do their crazy battle moves and then like stop each other, and like stare longingly into each other's eyes. And they kept doing that until like the third time. And I could feel you behind me. And I turn around and I go, I want them to kiss. And you go, I almost yelled it, but I didn't think it would go over well.
That's right.
Because there was just this moment that they were so close to each other.
I seriously thought they were going to kiss.
They should have kissed.
They should have. It would have just heightened everything.
They could have kissed and it would have been a beautiful moment.
Something for the ages.
Yes.
But these two were phenomenal. They were all over the goddamn place. They were in the crowd. They were in the ring. They were on the ropes. It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. Good energies.
Very good energies. It was really fun to watch, like super, super fun to watch them. I can't wait to see them again. At the end, Blake Christian won. Oh, they also like went all over the place. They were up on like the bar. They were just all over the fucking place. That was kind of the fun thing too. Again, like we couldn't really see, but then they got back in the ring. I can't wait to see them again. I know that Blake Christian said he wants to, his poor mic wasn't working.
It was funny.
Trying to cut like the most insane promo. He was trying to be so heartfelt and like really call out Jonathan Gresham, but his fucking mic wasn't working.
It was so bad. Like, I know that like it was a semi-serious moment with him trying to call them out, but But the microphone malfunctioning just kept making me laugh so hard.
Yeah. So, Blake Christian called out Jonathan Gresham and said, hey, I want that belt. So it'll be interesting to see Blake Christian versus Jonathan Gresham. I don't know. Hammerstein Ballroom, I think, is when that one happens.
So nowhere near us. That's fine.
Which we'll even see if that happens, because that's New York, and New York's basically overrun with COVID right now.
Yeah, it is. Hotbed.
Our next match was fucking absolutely insane.
Is it the match that I think it is?
Yeah. It's the start of our night, Amanda.
The start of our evening. So this was Jacob Fatu against Matthew Justice.
Yeah. This fucking match. This fucking guy.
So from the first GCW event, No Signal in the Hills. I remember recording and saying that I do not appreciate this entrance music. I know that everyone fucking loves it the minute it starts playing, but I just feel like at this point in time, change your fucking entrance music.
Yeah.
So this guy comes out and he's very beloved by the LA wrestling community. And
yeah, just here, a little.
I'm over here flipping the guy off and giving fuck yous and change your goddamn music. And I am like alone on an island about this. Nobody else seems to agree with me, which is fine. So I was rooting for Fatu, but everybody else was rooting for Matthew Justice.
Yeah, everyone loved Matthew Justice.
Except for me.
And that's where the story turned.
And that's where we take a turn into the fucking crazy life that we live.
But Jacob Fatu is like, he's a fucking heel, man. He's telling people he would fuck their girlfriend and like grabbing his balls and like,
bro.
Oh my God. Like the man was out of control.
I fucking liked it. I thought it was, it was pretty aggressive, but I got a kick out of the whole thing. I was laughing the whole time.
I didn't hear, but apparently he said he's the head of the table, which I thought was so funny.
Ooh, Roman Reigns is gonna find out. You better acknowledge him.
Yeah, he was just like going off.
That's funny as fuck.
This, oh my God.
There's, well, I thought he had a buddy, and I didn't catch the name. But
I forget his name too.
The buddy never left.
No, he kind of like stalked the ring the whole time. He was very scary.
He was like, genuine fear was happening for sure.
Yeah. So at one point, this match got pretty bloody.
When they were in the crowd, 90% of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great photo that Amanda has that I can't wait to post. I just want to post this photo fucking everywhere. But at one point, the guys next to us, there was a door, and unfortunately it was on our side. I could see past it. I think you could see past it, like on the other side.
Yeah,
they couldn't, because they were like smack, at this point they were kind of like right smack dab in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys just was making me laugh, because he's like, can you open the door? The door was set up for so long while they were trying to figure out what they wanted to do with the door. Matthew Justice at one point sat his chair down, and he like put another chair. He's like, come sit with me.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, what is happening? He brought his shirt that had Mance Warner on it, so he brought his friend who's currently hurt, which I'm like, that's kind of adorable. You bring your buddy. But yeah, this match got out of hand. That man was bleeding so much.
He took
He took a lot of chair shots.
Yeah, dude, there were so many chair hits to the head, and I was like, God, dude, they fucking sound so loud in there, too.
Oh my God, the smack.
It's so loud. There were so many chairs. They kept pulling doors out and using them for different things. They were in the crowd, like, running from the ring, jumping into the crowd, fucking slamming flips. Each other on the ground.
Yeah, full flips, busting through tables. Tables getting like in pieces and then getting hit with the pieces of the door. I keep calling it a table, it's a door. just like pieces of things getting thrown around. At one point, Matthew Justice ended up next to us
on the floor, bleeding profusely,
holding a beer. And I'm like, how did you end up with this?
The beer?
Huh?
Somebody handed him the beer.
Oh, that's funny.
They were like, get this man a beer, and then like a beer randomly appeared from somebody's hand, and that's when I got the fucking picture.
It was so great. This man looks pitiful but also hilarious, laying on the floor just like sweaty and bloody, holding a beer, looking up at Amanda just dying. I guess it ended up a no contest because technically shit goes sideways. The match didn't really end because, well, they knocked out Matthew, and then I'm trying to like vaguely remember, someone went after, okay, so Starboy Charlie was there. Starboy Charlie
mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Calling him Sad Boy Charlie. Starboy Charlie was on stage and he has a broken leg, and then they grab Starboy and pull him into the ring, and then apparently I thought that it was that one girl, Denise or whatever, who's the ring announcer, apparently it was, yeah. It was his mom. They grabbed his mom.
Oh.
And pulled his mom in with him.
Oh.
And so he was in the ring, and they were like beating the shit out of him in the ring with his mom, and then that big guy landed on him, and then Brett came out and like all hell broke loose, and they were like all fighting and shit was going sideways, and they were trying to get everyone out of there. It was just like a fucking crazy escapade that went too far, and that's how that match ended. That's literally how I remember it ending.
Yeah, I remember. It all just got very muddied for a second there. Yeah. Starboy was in the ring. The Fatus were in the ring. Matthew Justice is somewhere. Like, I don't know. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
It was weird. For sure.
Yeah. So then we took a little break. There was an intermission. We got to hang out and see friend of the show, Bradley.
Yeah,
it was so nice.
It was rad seeing Bradley. He's always fun.
Yeah,
and we just got to like chit chat wrestling, which seriously, people, if you ever see me and Ashley or one of us solo, like 100% please talk to us about wrestling. We love that shit.
Yeah, and we had stickers with us, which ended up being a great idea, just to like
mm-hmm. Way to go, Ashley.
Thank you. We made friends with the girl next to us, and we gave her some stickers. So if you're listening, hi, we thought you were wonderful and lovely.
Yes, you were phenomenal.
Thanks for being our wrestling friend for the night. I just really liked it. Even the intermission was fun, just hanging out and talking wrestling. And
Oh, I got a picture with Brody King during the
intermission. Oh my God, during the intermission. Yeah. Oh my God. Amanda got a picture with Brody King. And because I just loved it because you were like, I don't know if I can make it. I'm like, there's chairs next to us. There was no one sitting in the chairs at the time because everyone went that was in the chairs. It's all assigned seating. So they all went out to like take a smoke break or get some air or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back in. So I'm like, just sneak around. Cheers and go get it. Go get him.
I have to say, so there were like a huddle of dudes around Brody King mm-hmm. while I was making my way up there. And this one like very big dude was just like like kind of moving the dudes out of the way and being like, hey dudes, like let the girl through, like give her a chance, it's her turn, which was so nice. And then one of the guys putting together the barbed wire ring was like, Brody, 2 minutes, you gotta move. And so he started to pack up and I was like, can I have a selfie really quick? please. And he was like, okay, yeah, really quick, let's do this. And then so I got my selfie. It was so fun. It was so nice. And then I thanked like all the dudes that let me get that.
It's the cutest picture, even though he's bleeding. It's so adorable. I love the picture so much. It's so cute.
It's definitely a cute one. There's some good ones.
So yeah, the last match was the fucking no rope barbed wire match. Oy. I don't know how to, is it cougar or coger?
I think it's coger.
Okay. Little Atticus, little baby Atticus came out like a damn spaceman.
He looked like 1970s space movies.
He was wearing silver pants.
Yes.
Silver jacket. And then he took
with suspenders.
With silver suspenders.
And his horns.
And his little horns. Jordan Oliver. I don't know, sir.
What was going on? He looked like a World War II injured soldier.
He had an eye patch. He had an eye patch that was ended up covering both eyes.
But it wasn't like a pirate eye patch.
No, it was like a wrap.
Like an ace bandage eye patch or something. Yeah,
it was a head wound covering.
But it was like, weird.
I guess good on you, because like if anything happens, you're covered.
But then it ended up falling off and we couldn't find it.
Yeah. Then it ended up, just not doing well. His hair is something else too. Because it's shaved, but he also has braids. I don't know.
Yeah, he did have like little French braids, huh?
Yeah.
I forgot about that part. He also had like something around his wrists that came off. I think it was more bandage. He was just very...
That's where they hide the blades, man.
The blades. I'm just wondering, like, if you're already so injured, maybe you shouldn't be wrestling.
No, that's just tape.
No, but the head fucking...
No, that was just for funsies.
That was for fun. We're going to go with a new gimmick tonight. World War II fucking hero.
Yeah, it was a look.
It was a look, that's for sure.
It was interesting. So, yeah, my baby's first death match. It was... Some parts were hard to watch. It definitely made my stomach hurt. We actually had a really nice talk with Bradley right before about death matches and how... why it's different than like say UFC and boxing and stuff. And my argument always is like I don't like watching boxing, I don't like watching UFC because like you can see the anger behind things. In some cases, I'm sure not all cases, but a lot of times you can see the anger behind it. This I don't think you can see the anger. I think it's more you can see the art behind it or the love, the passion for it. Behind it, they do it because they love it. It's hard to watch a man get thrown through barbed wire.
I'm okay, so like I cringed. Okay, so in the scope of death matches, this was not the gnarliest.
Not by any means, no.
So I think that's why it was like, okay, like, yes, seeing the dudes rip themselves off of the barbed wire was icky. but it's still, like, it was still fucking rad as shit. And there was a lot of, like throwing the dude to the wire and then them stopping short so they weren't going to get into it. It was super fun. Like, I really enjoyed those moments.
Yeah. Yeah, and the when the girl had
doors and chairs for this one.
Yeah. Oh my god, there was fucking barbed wire wrapped chairs.
Oh, and fuck. Yes.
Yeah. I forgot about that. And there was those little skewers. Also, people don't people in LA, or for whatever reason in that crowd, do not like Ohio.
They don't.
But I like 440, so fuck all y'all. I did my little 440, my little 440. I love Ricky Shane Page. Everybody can F themselves. Even though I don't think he's part of, well, I think he's still in 440, but
I just don't understand the whole like Ohio hatred. It's just another state. Like, whatever.
I don't know. Anyway, I think they just don't like the guy, and so they're like, fuck Ohio. And it's like, that's not nice. Other people live there. John Moxley's from Ohio. You gonna say that to John Moxley? No. I'm sure
somebody who does, maybe.
Huh?
There's probably like one person that says something.
There was little skewers. I don't like that.
Oh, I must have missed the skewer somehow.
Yeah, it was really quick when it happened, and it didn't like land, like
it didn't go over well.
There, right? Yeah, it was in his mouth too, and I couldn't tell if it was like a stapler or. I saw the lighter fluid first.
Yeah, because Atticus like moved the t-shirt or whatever that was hiding it, and then and then I don't, not everybody saw it, so like, no. You and I saw it, we were like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, it's lighter fluid time.
And then we had a door set up happen, so it was like, oh, okay.
So then he like had a stick and a t-shirt, and he lit the t-shirt on fire using the lighter fluid, and then he blew it at the door and lit the door on fire. We're inside a building.
But I have to say, it seemed fairly controlled given how much fucking gasoline fluid he used.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was surprised at, like, how contained it was.
True. Yeah.
And then, so they tried to flip one another onto the door.
Didn't work the first time.
While it was on fire. And they, like, crashed the bottom part of the door, but they didn't get the actual fire part, so then they tried again, but the fire had gone out.
Yeah. And then after that, I think it's like it ended slightly after that, right?
Yeah, after that it was fucking basically over.
Yeah, they rubbed each other's faces in the barbed wire, and then it was over, and Atticus won. It was a good match. It was definitely good for my first death match. I don't think I could have taken much more.
You don't like, during your death match.
I couldn't have done like a pizza cutter to the dome or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that live.
Yeah,
it's one thing seeing it on TV, you're removed, but like seeing it live, I don't know if I'd hang very well.
I would like to see a few more things before we get into some light tubes and stuff, and then
go for it,
and then I'll work my way up.
Let's gradually get into death match viewing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the show. That was fun.
It was an
app. Like to call anyone out to see if he has something to say for himself.
Never in a million years did I think that this would happen to me. So like Effie and Matthew Justice are like hanging out by the merch table, and this huge group of dudes is over there fawning over them, rightfully so. I just wanted a picture with fucking Effie, honestly. Matthew Justice could have stayed in the picture. He had a bloody face. It would have worked aesthetically for the photo, but I was really just trying to get a picture with Effie. But so there's this huge like horde of dudes standing around, and I'm sitting there waiting with my phone on camera mode. It's going to die, so I know I need to hurry the fuck up. So I'm standing there waiting my turn. All these dudes crowd in for a picture. Matthew Justice makes eye contact with me and says, patience is a virtue. And I rolled my eyes, I think the hardest I've ever rolled them. Like, whatever, bud. I am waiting. So the group of dudes disperses because the photo has been taken. I try to roll in to get my photo now. And all the dudes line back up for another photo.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, guys, like, what the fuck? Like, it's my turn. What the hell? And then one of the dudes is like, oh yeah, just take the picture. And I'm like, I'm not taking your group photo. I don't fucking know you. I'm not going to airdrop it to you. Like, get out of the way so I can get my goddamn picture. Yeah. Like, you guys already just did this. And then the whole time, Matthew Justice is just like fucking with me.
Shit talking you.
He straight was like, okay, Shawn Michaels. He called me Shawn Michaels, which I was like, normally I'm fairly witty and I can rebuttal semi-quickly.
Yeah.
And decently, like, I can hold my own pretty hard, but I was so taken aback by, like, the whole fucking scenario that I had no words. Finally, Ashley takes my phone and pushes me into the picture, and he's still just sitting there calling me Shawn Michaels and then saying something about, like, oh, you gotta make everything about you, or I don't even fully know what was said, because I was just so infuriated by the whole thing. And then the minute Ashley takes the photo, my fucking phone dies and it didn't save.
And I am so sorry, because if okay, Effie has this thing that if he stares you in the eyes, it's like mesmerizing. And so I looked Effie in the eyes and I was just mesmerized, and I couldn't even, I didn't know what space or time was anymore. And then for whatever, I was thinking about it the next day. We just walked away.
Yeah, we just walked away.
Didn't even think about it. And I was like, I honestly thought about that all the next day. I was like, why the fuck did we walk away?
Because my phone died.
But I had my phone.
Oh my God. It wasn't going to happen anyways. I wasn't going to get the picture that I wanted.
Well, that's true. But we could have gone back.
All those
dudes. We could have like, no, we could have gone back. We could have like done anything. So anyway, that's to say, Matthew Justice, we're calling you out. This is me calling you out. Amanda, she can call you out if she wants to. That's her own personal thing. I'm calling you out just to say you ruined our picture. You killed her phone. So you owe us a photo and a phone to not be dead. Also, you need to come on and please explain why you think Amanda is Shawn Michaels. And
I mean, if I'm honest, I did do a lot of bitching about like wrestling fans that evening, just more so the wrestling dude fans.
That's true.
Because like we just, okay, so the dudes that were next to us most of the time that were like fun and we got lots of laughs watching them, like they left during intermission. And then these huge fucking tall dudes came and stood right in front of us. And it was like, bro.
Yeah, that was kind of rude.
Like, come on, man. You guys could stand behind us and you would still see way more than anything me and Ashley would have seen.
Yeah.
And then like going over to try to get the picture with Effie and dude, and like all the fucking dudes are here and you want me to take your photo? Like, dude, if I had asked one of those dudes to take the picture of me with the wrestlers, it would have been a fucking like, oh no, take a selfie. Like,
yeah,
it would have been fucking... It would have been a thing. So I don't know. I got very angry at male wrestling fans that night.
Yeah, I think we were kind of over it. We're like, fuck these men.
Yeah.
Still calling out Matthew Justice.
So. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. The whole thing could have gone down very differently.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be Bradley and I, we were talking to Bradley about this whole like female camaraderie thing where it's like females to the front when you're at shows and stuff. And like, it's just known you let the females to the front because they can't see anything all the way in the back.
Yeah. It's a definite different vibe at wrestling shows than it is.
Yeah, there is camaraderie because we're all wrestling fans, but then there's also like a y'all are on your own.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Yeah, so I still want answers. Give me my answers. You're more than welcome to come on the show, though. We'd love to
talk to us.
Yeah, talk shit on you and to you.
Yeah, Matthew Justice. Come on the show and talk shit on me some more.
Also, we'll have a list of the music, the entrance music that we think you should replace.
I have suggestions. I just don't think, I can't with that entrance music. I know everybody loves it and I get it, but I just don't think there's a place for it anymore. And I know that people are going to disagree with you, which is totally fine. You can disagree all you want.
Your crew has so many different people in it too, that you don't need a song made by a man who is like insanely racist. So
yeah,
no white power anthems, babe.
Please, no white power anthems.
Yeah, I was on such a high after that show. It's like rejuvenated my love of wrestling. All I want to do is go see live wrestling now. Sucks that COVID's happening, because, you know, I immediately psychosomatically felt sick like 3 days later. But I did the responsible thing and I'm getting tested, and
I got tested too, because I woke up today feeling like dog shit.
Yeah, but it's also like we've had this horrible like cold spell in California, and it's the holidays, and Amanda works with kids and I work in a public setting, so yeah, people are gross, so we're around gross stuff all the time. Yeah, I fucking want to go to wrestling all the time. It felt like home. It felt like a place that I belong to, and it made me really happy.
It's fucking phenomenal, and we will be going to more.
Yeah. Pew, pew. Anyway,
that's GCW Blood on the Hills for you.
Like an hour and a half long episode, probably.
Oh damn. Well, we can close it out. Shirt orders are still up. I might just leave them up till the new year, honestly. We didn't get as many orders as I was hoping for, so we'll see if leaving the, and I understand, like, we kind of put it out at the worst time.
Yeah.
So who knows, maybe we'll leave it up till February when everybody's fucking money's come back, because they're not spending it on goddamn Christmas presents.
Seriously.
I don't know. We'll see. So you can get our merch at
howtotalktoyourfriendaboutwrestling.bigcartel.com.
And then you can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
Or on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Yes. So that's all the things. I think we might make a TikTok soon. We'll see.
Yeah, just because I've been coming up with really stupid TikToks and they're
I think it's fun.
And yeah, we'll be back soon. Thanks for letting us take a break. We really appreciated it. We needed it.
The break is not forever. We will be coming back with a vengeance. So shut up.
Yeah. It's like two more weeks. Just chill.
Yeah, like everybody calm down. Nobody's even freaking out other than Ryan. Ryan's the only one that freaked out.
And it was only because I scared him, because I said, okay, we're taking a break. Bye.
It was pretty fun. So yeah, drink water, take care of each other, get tested if you don't feel good, just to rule it out. You never know.
Yeah, have a good Christmas. Have a good holiday. Have a good everything. If you don't celebrate, have a good Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Have a good everything, everybody. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast. This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.